East Sac County coach Eric McCullough now joins us inside the Saturday morning huddle to recap the Raiders' 33-12 win over Clarinda. Always nice to win, coach, and to do so on homecoming makes it all the more sweeter.
It does. It really does. You know, it's been rough playing at home, and for the boys to come out last night and accomplish the things they did, it was great to see.
Yeah, first home win of the year, so very nice thing. And after I see Clarinda scored first, a few minutes into the game, a special teams really swung the pendulum in your favor on the ensuing kickoff.
Yeah, Connor Rose was able to return the kickoff for 84 yards for a touchdown. I think that really sparked the team and got us fired up.
And Trevor Ashinger took over from there. What a game he had on the ground.
He did. Trevor ran with some passion last night and really did a nice job of getting his shoulders down and driving his feet. And the guys up front, our offensive line, did an amazing job making some holes. And we didn't have to pull a whole lot of things out of the plays bag, but our guys just kept going.
So Trevor on a 4-yard run after the Roth touchdown. Clarinda scored after that. And then Ashinger with two more touchdown runs of 5 and 17 yards on the night. Talk about how the second half played out.
We were able to control the majority of that game, especially in the second half. I believe in the first quarter against Clarinda, our defense gave up like 150 yards rushing, but by the second quarter they only had 40. I believe in the third quarter they only had 10 yards rushing, maybe one or two possessions, and then in the fourth quarter another 50 yards. So after we got kind of set and got our feet wet a little bit against that offense, they run that spin back single wing thing, and then our defense did a nice job, and then our offense was able to control that line of scrimmage. And especially in that third quarter, we just controlled the ball and just was able to run it and have some success.
And Nathan Kreft, midway through the fourth quarter, really put the nail in, so to speak.
He did. We were able to get the ball. We ran a little counterplay with Trey or with Nathan, and he was able to find that hole, and he cut it up quick and was able to score, I believe, on a 57-yard run with 5:29 left in the fourth, and that was kind of the end of the scoring.
So it sounds like the guys in the trenches held up really well.
They did. They did an amazing job, but we're having some success on some of our belly plays, which led to some success with our counters and a little bit of play action. So they did their jobs and driving their feet, and it was a lot of fun.
Trevor Ashinger, 24 carries for 152 yards and those three touchdowns. And defensively, you registered 8.5 tackles for losses. Are there a few guys you want to pinpoint on that side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, and right with that, we had the tackles for loss. We had some turnovers, too, and I think that was pretty key, too. Sebastian Peck had 5 solos, 7 assists, 2 tackles for loss, and a fumble recovery. Sam Scott had 8 solos, 6 assists, an interception. Grant Gansmer had 2 solos, 13 assists, 2 tackles for loss, and a fumble recovery. Brandon Clare had 2 solos, 6 assists, 2 tackles for loss. Alex Gertis had a great night playing that defensive end. He had 4 solos, 7 assists, tackle for loss. Garrett Bruce had 2 solos, 8 assists, 1.5 tackles for loss. Reed Bondrack had 2 solos, 10 assists. Connor Roth had 5 solos, 3 assists. Hunter Daisy had a solo, 5 assists, and a fumble recovery. Nathan Kreft had 3 solos and 0 assists. So the boys did a fabulous job. The offense was tough. Once we got our feet wet and understood our reads and got better at it, the boys really stepped up.
Now 3-2 in a 2A district play, and you get 2 of the big dogs to round out the year at Carroll Kemper next week.
Yeah, these are pretty key games as we're coming in. Kemper, top of our district, I believe ranked in the state. So we get to travel down to Carroll and have a great challenge with Carroll Kemper.
And then South Central Calhoun at home in Week 9 as East Sac County coming off a 33-12 homecoming win over Clarinda. Just heard from Raiders coach Eric McCullough. Always glad to chat, coach. Congrats again and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, sir.